The Ozone.
Welcome to the Ozone Podcast, presented by ViStar Credit Union, with Jaguars senior writer, John Osier.
All right, welcome to this week's Ozone Podcast, presented by ViStar, and this week's guest is working this week, so he's got a tight time schedule. So without further ado, I'll introduce Jaguars' second-year wide receiver, Laviska Shenault. Second year. That's how different do you feel right now than you did your first year?
Physically, I want to tell you, I feel so much better. Mentally, you know, one of my biggest things was, you know, doing the little things the right way. The details, doing everything very detailed. Mm-hmm. And that was one of my biggest things. So overall, I mean, I feel a lot better than last year. And I just physically and mentally feel great.
They always say, for years in the NFL, that the year two jump for guys is a big deal. A lot of players take a huge step. Can you see why that would be? And do you feel like you're going to do that?
I feel like I will do that. Like I said, I feel like great. I feel like I'm back to myself.
Gotcha.
I had my history. It's been, you know, if you know me, you know my history. So
sure. Yeah.
The lights is back on.
I got you. What type of player are you when the lights are on?
Electric, exciting to see, aggressive, hungry. You know, I just want to win. So
now, we saw flashes of that last year. There were moments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was moments.
But it sounds like not as many as you would have liked.
Oh, nowhere near. Nowhere near. Nowhere near. Yeah, like I said,
I'm asking the obvious question.
I'm not making no excuses. I'm not the type of guy to make excuses. I'm just telling you how it is and what it is.
I got you. Right before this interview, we heard Urban Meyer speaking about you. Tell me about him. How different is it around here with him in this regime? What differences have you seen?
Differences as in, like, every day I see him, he's going to communicate with me. Mm-hmm. Every day he's going to bring the energy. He just brings that mindset that'll make you want to, like, work. And it make you want to just, you know, fight for each other and, you know, just put all you got in it. So, I mean, he just makes you want to do some things, like, positively.
Gotcha. So, I mean, and a lot of people, when they see him, think, well, this is an intimidating guy. But that's really not how good players see it, right? They like to be pushed.
Yeah, it's football. It's football. I mean, yeah, you take nothing to heart and you learn and get better.
What was his message to you? First meeting, what did he tell you?
He liked the way I play. I have a crazy, you know, body, and if I do the little things and if I take care of my body, I can be something very special.
Without giving away too much, what do you anticipate your role being? You're a versatile guy. Everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. Do you anticipate using that versatility?
Oh, most definitely. I think that's how I eat the best, when, you know, I'm around everywhere and, you know, they got me doing things that other people don't do. That's how I eat. You know, I like to get the ball in my hands quick. So, I mean, most definitely going to.
You haven't stopped smiling since you started talking about this. You're excited.
I'm excited. I'm telling you, the lights are back on. I feel great. Like, I haven't felt this in a while. So
that's physically, mentally, everything.
Physically. Mainly physically.
Okay,
but
gotcha.
Mentally, a lot better than last year.
So you haven't felt physically really right since sophomore year?
Sophomore year.
Okay.
Fifth
so you
game.
Think the sky's the limit?
The sky's the limit.
All right.
I'm trying to go past the sky.
Tell me about this offense. What do you like about it? What are you excited about?
I like the offense mainly because, you know, it's concepts where, like, I wouldn't say it's kind of like college, but it's just, you know, we're going to get this guy open and we're going to him type of thing.
Right.
And it's just crazy, crazy, like, schemed up. And I'm liking it. It's just exciting because the plays we're seeing, like, it's just so many, you know, chances and opportunities. And, you know, we just got to make the best of it.
Puts players in a position to make plays.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're a playmaker, you're going to excel
exactly.
in this. So,
exactly.
Obvious question. Can't ask an offensive player these days without talking about Trevor Lawrence. Impressions so far? What's the excitement level around this kid?
Oh.
Kid, I guess you're about the same age, but You know,
I mean, you know that when they say don't believe the hype. Well, with him, you want to believe the hype. You know, he has a great arm. He's smart, and he always trying to get better. I mean, I done seen some crazy passes in practice already. I mean, like guys. I mean, he's throwing the ball before guys out the route, and like the way he just that zip he got on the ball is crazy.
And the anticipation you just talked about, that's everything in this level, right?
Yeah,
like
most definitely.
You can't succeed as a quarterback or a receiver unless the quarterback's doing that.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Tell me about the receiving room. It seems like there is a chemistry developing. You, Jones, DJ Chark, obviously guys people talking about. But overall, tell me about that room. How excited are you guys?
Slowly but surely, it's getting stronger and stronger, I can tell you that. You know, we all like each other. We all like the way each other work. You know, we all bring something different to the table. And at the end of the day, we all want to win. So.
Now, I talked to Marvin Jones a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. This is a veteran, and he was saying, you know, I got to get used a little bit to Sanjay Law because he's grinding down on the basics, the fundamentals. Mm-hmm. I assume for a young receiver, that's what you want.
I'm here to work. I'm just leave it at that. I'm here to work. I'm here to work. I want to do whatever I
got
to do.
Gotcha.
Whatever they want me to do.
I got you. So whatever he says goes. Overall, just tell me about the off-season program everybody's talking about. Everybody's talking about the energy, the culture. Put that into words for me, if you will. What are you feeling from, as a team, the excitement level with this new staff, this new direction?
Well, when you come in every day and you, like Coach Meyer say, stack these days, mm-hmm. and you know they're great days and they weren't bad days, at some point, you know, you get this confidence, and that's what he wants us to have. He wants everyone on this team to have that confidence.
Gotcha.
And when everybody had that confidence, he also wants us as a team to have that bond. And I feel like if a team has a bond, mm-hmm. as a whole, it's hard to be the team that plays for each other.
Gotcha.
So, and then, you know, just the energy comes from that. If I know my guy next to me is playing for me and giving his all.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have energy all day.
The final thing, and we're making it quick today. Final thing we do in this, we call it the Ozone Five.
The Ozone
Five.
Five.
Five quick questions off the field. No pressure. You'll be fine. What is your last binge watch?
Snowfall.
Okay. What about Cool?
Oh, it's cool. I mean, it starts from the beginning. I mean, it got some rated R stuff in there, but okay. You know, it's just the story for me that gets me. You know, it starts from the beginning of like how was the beginning, and it literally step from step.
Now,
like
you're cool.
Said, it's rated R, but it's a real good TV show.
The last song you listened to on the way in this morning in your car?
Ooh, it was Click Up by Fredo Bang.
Gotcha. Toughest opponent you've ever faced, college or NFL?
Can I just give a team, maybe?
This is your show.
The Vikings. Them Vikings be hit. Them Vikings be hit.
I like that. A place you want to go that you haven't been?
Everywhere. Everywhere.
Okay. A thing you want to try that you haven't tried?
Honestly, skydiving. Even though that's on a bucket list.
Not until you're done, right? Not until you're done playing.
I'll wait then. Now I got to say something else, though. A backflip after a touchdown.
I like that.
I'm going to figure it out.
LaViska, we will let you go back to work. I appreciate you joining the Ozone Podcast. I look forward to talking to you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Nice for having me.